of Say Good Mornings. We're picking up today on the Red Edition on page Resh Tes Vav, in the middle of Perek Chof. So the Ramchal says the following: Ach yesh tosvos chasidus she'im ya'asa osa ma'adum lefi ha'mon ha'am yischaku ala v'yislotesu. Supposed to remember again, we're speaking about over here this concept that in chasidus, so it's not just enough to assess the act in the here and now, but rather one must go ahead and assess the future ramifications of the act as well, and to make sure that it not only is something pious now, but is something pious later on as well. And if the act is good now, but yields negative repercussions later on, then the Ramchal says that one should not engage in this act. He says, there's another example of this, that there's sometimes that a person acts in a very pious way, but this behavior will go ahead and kind of bring out leitzanus, schok, levity in the hearts or in the minds of others, because ultimately, again, one's behavior will look strange. V'nimtzu chotim v'ne'enoshim al yado. So we'll say, this is actually an interesting case. So there could be a particular behavior where it might inherently be an act of chasidus, an act of piety, but it looks a little weird. And so if other people see it, they may not understand exactly what it is, and they may come to end up mocking this behavior. And because they end up mocking it, it turns out that they're disparaging Torah. Therefore, it turns out that something that I'm doing is ultimately creating or paving the way for sinful behavior for other people. He says, V'hu haya yachol laniach milasos hadvar mahem, ki inam chova muchlates. And he could have refrained from engaging in this behavior, because it's not an absolute obligation. I will say, now this is actually amazing if you think about this. Do you hear this case over here? So this is a case of where, let's say there's a particular stringency that I take upon. I was trying to think of like a good example of, I couldn't think of a good example that would go ahead and kind of create mockery or that other people would mock. But I don't know, maybe.
That might be
somebody's laughing at that already. That's an interesting one, because the truth is that is elements of halacha also. He's talking about over here something. Maybe that's a good example. Okay, good. So excellent. So the idea of Osei is this is amazing. So let's say there's a particular act of chasidus where, again, it's pious in nature, but it's not something that, let's say, people where I am are commonly used to. And therefore, they will mock it. And by them mocking that act, in essence, what they're also doing is they're mocking Torah, and they could end up coming to mock other things as well. So the Ramchal says, don't do it. Don't do it. Why? Because if it's a choice between engaging in an extra act of chasidus, an extra act of piety, but that act of piety kind of puts a stumbling block in front of others to end up mocking Torah, then don't go ahead and do it. Now, I will say, this only applies to something that is what we'll call, like, you know, discretionary religious service. This obviously does not apply to obligations, meaning if I'm wearing tefillin and somebody's making fun of me because, hey, that's ridiculous and it's archaic, or I'm observing a particular piece of halacha and someone says, you don't have to do that anymore, that's crazy, I don't have the right to go ahead and not observe that. That's my obligation. But if something is what he'll call of religious discretion, like an act of chasidus, initial act of piety, but it'll go ahead and for whatever reason but cause someone else to mock and cause someone else to disparage religion, then don't do it. He says, Hine davar kazeh, vadayoser hagud hu lechassid shenichim yishayaseu. Something like this, it is better for the chassid to leave it alone than to do it. And this is what the pasuk means when it says that literally hatsnei leches, walk humbly with Hashem your God. The kama chasidim gedolim hinichu miminhagi chasidusam biyosam bein hamona am. And there are many pious individuals that dispensed with certain pious behaviors when they were with the people, mishum demechsi ki yuhura, because ultimately, again, it looks like arrogance. It was like, you know, we just spoke about this. Yecheskel and I were speaking about this. We did this in Daf Yomi Bahalacha a little while ago, right? So the Shulchan Aruch talks about wearing tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. So the Shulchan Aruch talks about the idea. So remember, again, Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam about the parashios of tefillin. We paskin like Rashi. So the Mechaber talks about the idea about putting on tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, and he says that only someone who is muchsak umafursam, kichasid, only one who is exceptionally pious in other areas should put on tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. And the Mishnah Berurah comments on this, and he says, you know why? Mechsi ki yuhura. It looks arrogant. It looks arrogant. We pass on like Rashi. Why are you going out of your way to put on Rabbeinu Tam? In fact, the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, writes, if you're so concerned about being Yotzei, the mitzvah of tefillin, you know what? There's like 50 different shitos on tefillin. So why don't you go ahead, clear your schedule, right? I put on 50 pairs of tefillin to make sure that you Yotzei the Chaladeos. So it happens, see, now it's different because in Chasidos, Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam was a staple, so it's not really Mechsi Kihura anymore. Press go on Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. But the point, this is a good example. So let's say again, I want to put on Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, but I know what happens. If I go ahead and I come to Shul and I put on Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, this is, oh, so from, you just spoke Lashon Hara to me yesterday, or you just did this, you just did that, so now you pronounce Tefillin Rabbeinu. So the idea, says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Ramchal, is that sometimes, that if you know that people are going to mock it, it's better not to do it if it's not necessary. So if it would be that putting on tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, again, I don't think this example applies in today's day and age, but if somebody were to mock me for putting on tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, then you know what? I would simply not do it. Yes?
But I meant the baguette. The baguette.
Right. So wearing your tzitzis outside is an element of halacha. There are halachic implications of that.
What about the talus that says that sometimes, you know, they're very long and very,
Right.
I'm not even speaking about outside. I know there's an element of halacha about wearing your tzitzis out, but I once heard somebody say that even in public, to wear your tzitzis out is sort of an arrogant kind of thing to do.
No, I don't think that's true. And the Mishnah Berurah discusses that if a person feels uncomfortable walking among non-Jews with their tzitzis out, that's one thing. But there's no arrogance. You know, on a technical level, the point of tzitzis is to be seen. That is the point of the mitzvah. You know, we have all different accommodations of the mitzvah today, but that is the point, that it should be seen. So I don't think that would constitute arrogance. I think Ari's example, you know, if a person decides, I'm wearing my tzitzis on the outside of my shirt. Now, again, there is an element of halacha to that also. We don't paskin that way. We paskin that really it's only the strings that have to be visible, but the baguette does not have to be visible. So I think that's a good example. If one were to say, you know what, I'm starting to wear my tzitzis on the outside. So that already we'd say, okay, in a vacuum, it might be a nice midah of chasidus. But if you're going to get mocked and people are going to disparage Torah mitzvahs because of it, then don't do it. He goes on, klalo shel davar. He says the principle is, komashu ikari b'mitzvah, ya'asehu b'lifnei kol malik. Rebbe says it's very important. The principle is like this. Anything that is an ikar part of a mitzvah, you have to do it no matter who disparages you. No matter who disparages you. I will say, and remember again, this goes back, we learned this yesterday. Yesterday, the Mishnah Avos said that Have az kanamer, be bold like a leopard. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, what does it mean to be bold like a leopard? It means the leopard does not care what anyone else says about what he does. That's the advantage of being the leopard. So at the end of the day, if something is an ikar mitzvah, something is obligatory, then you have to do it. You have to do it, and it doesn't matter what people say or people won't say. However, umasha'enu ikari, but if something is not halachically obligatory, something is not an obligation, v'hu gorim schok v'hitul, and it could end up causing some level of just levity and makari, lo ya'aseyu. Then don't do it. Rebbe says it's a very important distinction. If it's a halacha and it needs to be done, then you have to do it, and it doesn't matter what anyone says or doesn't say. But if it is not an obligation, and you know again that performance of this act is going to cause others to mock and to behave in jest, and again, thereby almost creating a stumbling block for them to go ahead and treat Torah lightly, then don't do it. Nimseis lamad. Therefore it turns out, he says, let's at least do this next line. Hashabad is chasid chasidus amiti. That one who wants to be a true chasid, tzorech sheyishkal kol ma'asav lefiat toladas hanimshachos mehem, has to really weigh his actions in accordance with all of the results that could come from them. And in accordance with all of the different conditions, right? In accordance with all of the different realities that accompany my actions, lefi ha'es, according to the time. Now it's interesting, if you take a look at footnote 47, look what he says. Yesh zmanim shebahem ra'i linog b'maseh chasidus, v'yesh zmanim shalo. There are times where a person should exercise the mid of chasidus, and there are times when he shouldn't. He goes on, he says, ulefi ha'chevra, and in accordance with my social group. So look at 48, footnote 48, kigon, ma'aseh hisker le'el l'gabi chiyuv ha'tochacha. This is like in accordance with what we learned earlier in terms of giving rebuke. There are times when people are receptive to a rebuke, sometimes when they're not. Ulefi ha'nosei, and in accordance with the subject. If you look at 49, footnote, kisha shiko tali b'mahuso shal etzem ha'maisa, kigon levarim hu me'ikra din olo, to decide whether or not something is obligatory or not, ulefi ha'makom, and in accordance with the place. And look what he writes in 50, yesh davar ha'ra'i lasoso b'veso, v'lo b'chutz, there are certain things that should be done at home, and not outside, o b'ir, v'lo b'acheres, or in my city, but not somewhere else. So I will say, with this we'll stop. You see what the Ramchal ultimately drives at, and this is so important. What he said, and again, I want to make the distinction. When it comes to Ikar Halacha, you know, people often apply this concept with only one problem, is that they apply it to Halacha to as well. This concept doesn't apply to Halacha. Halacha applies anywhere and all the time. Yes, are there exceptions? Absolutely. Are there times, ultimately, again, when the Halacha, when we are able to accommodate? No question. But Halacha always applies. But in this midah of chasidus, where again a person is pious above above what they're obligated to do, which is a beautiful thing, we're encouraged to be chasidim, we're encouraged to go out and be additionally pious, and go above and beyond what we're obligated to do. When it comes to the midah of chasidus, what the Ramchal teaches us is that chasidus does not exist in a vacuum. That's when a person wants to engage in a particular act that is above and beyond what they are obligated to do, they must measure that act again, against the circumstances in which they find themselves, in which the place in which they live, the people they interact, and the future ramifications of the act. It is only if one could ascertain to the best of their ability that all of these factors are taken into account, then one has the right to engage in the midah of chasidus. Right, we'll stop over here. We'll Amir Tashem pick up here and finish the perek tomorrow.
Shouldn't have.